I got to Gatwick, it just seemed like EasyJet had just completely shut down. The flights to every destination were cancelled. There were hundreds of passengers. And it seemed they couldn't check people in, they couldn't arrange transfers, they couldn't sell tickets. And literally, it was a total system failure. So there were just hundreds of people just not knowing what to do or where to go. And critically, not really getting any information, because it seemed that the EasyJet staff themselves didn't really know what was happening.
So you were due to fly to Northern Ireland. Where were you flying to, and what time was your flight supposed to be at?
Well, so I was supposed to be flying to Belfast. I was teaching at the University of Ulster. I was supposed to be on the early evening flight, and that's when the system failure began. But then, obviously, because flights to every destination were cancelled, the next set of flights, which I think did go in the end, there were later flights in the evening, sort of 9 or 10 o'clock. But they had lots of passengers from the previously cancelled flights to get on the next flights, and they were delayed. I think in the end, the 10 o'clock flight went at something like midnight. And then I didn't know what I was doing. And there was a flight this morning. But what happened is yesterday, all of the EasyJet staff just seemed to disappear. They shut down the sales desk. They shut down the check-in. So there was nobody to talk to. Eventually I was able to find somebody who screamed at me to come back at 4 o'clock this morning, when the sales desk would be back open and they could rebook me. In the event, the system, I decided that probably was a bit too risky. So I just kept checking, online, and their system went back up about 10 o'clock at night. And I just had to buy myself a new ticket because that was the only way to guarantee that I would actually be able to fly this morning. And I did get here this morning, but again, there are still delays this morning.
So,
there was a lot of very grumpy passengers there yesterday.
Yeah, I wondered about that. And I'm sure a lot of people like you having to postpone until today. Were you able to find anything out today about what happened? It was some kind of IT system failure, wasn't it?
That's right. I think as I understand it, they changed their system so that with EasyJet, you now have to check in online. You can't check in anymore when you get to the airport. And I think it was probably just user overload. There were so many people checking in their EasyJet flights online that it just crashed the entire system. So who knows if that's going to happen again or not. But it's one thing being delayed. I mean, I think everybody expects that sometimes you do get unavoidable delays on airlines. But what was particularly bad from my point of view, and this is just my opinion, is that as I said, they shut the staff just disappeared, and it was really left to staff from other airlines, and it was left to hotel staff. That the Premier Inn in Gatwick were incredibly good. They were full, but they were still letting passengers sort of take shelter in the lobby because there was nowhere else for them to stay. It was left to staff from other airlines.